est italienne.
Non,
moi, je suis canadienne.
Non, ça commence vraiment à être embarrassant.
Non, 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 non,
non, non, non, non, non,
non,
non,
non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non.
The project came out of a three-year project that was funded by the European Union, originally to look at stories of migration from Europe to destination countries, which is why there's three European countries and then two Canadian and one Australian. But, of course, halfway through, so there were two components to the project. The first, we were partnered up and we did two shows in partnership with each other. And then the last component was for everyone to come together and us to try and create something with all six companies at once. And when halfway through, of course, the Syrian crisis hit and Europe had been flooded by a million refugees, so it seemed that clearly this, the focus needed to switch, and rather than a kind of migration story, we were looking at more of a refugee story.
I didn't expect it to be a story about refugees, so I expected it to be a very, like, easy story or something, and it turned out to be a very emotional story, but I really liked it, and I think it is a great way to show or like to handle this topic.
So it was part of this project, so we devised it very, very quickly, and as part of that devising process early on, we all wrote a key, we created a list of elements to the production that we felt were really integral to it, and one of them was not glossing over the sorrow and loss and pain involved in the process, and to make sure that they're reflected. But in that discussion, it was also agreed that there was a sense that the show had to convey a sense of hope. That if there's no hope, then why are you telling young people this story? So that was why it finished in the way that it did.
At the moment, I just want to sit here for a few moments and take my time, because I think it was really intense, and I think I have to take some time thinking about it. I was a bit surprised in the end, because how the story will end. I think the choreographies were really, I really liked it, and the setting was really, really reduced, but really strong, and I really liked this.
This is the story of a girl, our girl. A very special girl, Patrice Balbina.
Emily LeClark, and I'm from Vancouver in Canada.
Okay, what this piece means to me? I just like how universal this story is. Like, no matter where we do it, in what country, I think it's about the story, and people can relate to at least a character in there. So, yeah, I just like how universal a theme it is, no matter where we're from. Like, we have people from so many different countries collaborating on this piece, and yet it's something that's so relevant today. So.
I've come to say that I cannot be your friend anymore.
What? Why?
I'm not allowed.
What are you talking about?
I really am sorry, but why?
My name is Giuditta Mengucci, and I come from Italy. I'm part of the company Elsinor. This show is it was a great opportunity for us to share. We're artists from three different continents. We have been working for 2 years on a big project that asked us to interview young people with a migration background, and it was great. It was really a great. Great kind of work, and it was great to share the different things that we got out of this process with people from other five corners around the world. And this show actually comes out of this long process. During those 2 years, we created six co-production plus this one. In the other one, we were in couples of companies. In this, we were all together. And in this kind of a fictional story, we put together a lot of things that come out of real stories. And it was great. It was a bit crazy because we had a short time for devising it, but we're very happy with the result and with the experience.
I'm blown away. I love this piece. I think they captured something that's happening around us in the world. And it was open enough that it could be any immigrant population. It wasn't specific to one, which meant that we could open our hearts to this and feel its universality. I really laughed as I watched this, because some of it is hilarious, and then some of it just broke my heart. I feel like this was a play that tells the truth. The level of craft, they took a bare stage and made a world appear before our eyes with five brilliant actors and a stunning script. So how do I feel about it? It opened my heart. It made me realize, yes, it was worth flying across the planet to see a play as good as this one.